Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
University of Mary Washington this morning, our focus and athletics and athletic director Patrick Catullo is here this morning. Patrick, good to have you here this morning. Good to meet you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is exciting for me just because it's been a few years since we have done UMW athletics on the show here. And for people who don't know, whether it's soccer or basketball or rugby or a number of things that we'll talk about this morning. If you're in baseball, if you're looking for something to do, check the schedule out because there are competitive and really good sports that go on at UMW.
Yeah, we are the hometown team for sure. It's all of our events are free and it's certainly very exciting, and just about all of our teams are very competitive, both in the regional and the national rankings.
We will get into that, and I know that especially in basketball over the years, I mean, you've got a couple of schools that are you have real rivalries with, especially Christopher Newport. That's
sure.
A great rivalry.
And Salisbury University.
Those
yeah.
two, yeah. yeah.
It's been the three of us for a number of years. Even though our conference affiliation may have changed, we still maintain great matchups and a big history between Salisbury and CNU.
Yeah, it's good stuff. A little bit about you. You're a UMW grad.
I'm a Mary Wash grad, Mary Wash College, class of '95. Was a student athlete, played on the men's tennis team. And came back in 2004 and was hired as the women's tennis coach and a faculty member. And then always had an interest in administration. So I started working in a variety of administrative jobs, whether it was assistant AD capacity or compliance or scheduling or buses or what have you. I just kind of picked whatever was available and took advantage of whatever was available, and then became the interim director of athletics in 2018, and then was hired full-time in late February of 2020, and then we all know what happened in March of 2020 when shut everything down.
Yeah. Right.
So that was my first experience as a director of athletics.
What a challenge that had to be.
We didn't think at the time. We thought we were just going to be on pause for maybe
a couple days or a week
or something. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. What did you know? Welcome to the job.
That's right. That's right. On the fly. That's right.
It must be what a great experience for you to have gone to Mary Washington, played there, coach there, and now to be the AD there.
I think it's pretty unique. It certainly has helped shape my leadership and shape the department, not only with our staff, but also in kind of setting or communicating or articulating what the future looks like for Mary Washington, maybe what the current challenges are, what challenges lay ahead, and just be able to talk about that, not just as an administrator, but from a coaching standpoint as well.
Speaking of a coaching standpoint, as tennis coach, you were wildly successful. I mean, very impressive. What, 2004 to 2018, 14 conference championships and 14 NCAA tournament appearances.
Yeah, it's very hang my head on that.
Nicely done.
Undefeated in conference play. I've never lost a conference match during my time. But surrounded myself with very good players, and it's nothing special. It's just a relationship-based leadership style. I'm a big believer in being open in terms of communication and explaining why we're doing things. Not necessarily you like it or don't, but this is why. And I've kind of carried that into the role as the director of athletics, just a slightly larger team.
How did you as a student pick Mary Washington? How did you get to Fredericksburg?
Grew up on Long Island. Both my parents were educators in New York on Long Island, and vacationed in Florida. Actually, owned a home in Florida, and so we used to drive up and down the coast. And
yeah.
My late mother at the time said that we visited Mary Washington, and basically she just said, if you can get in here, this is where you're going. And I said, okay. And that was it.
What a great story. As soon as you said New York, I thought, well, then what's the Fredericksburg
connection? That's right. No Fredericksburg connection. Otherwise, it was just a great school. It fit the right size. At the time, both my parents understood the importance of having the direct connection to the faculty and not to teaching assistants or what have you.
Right.
Small classroom sizes is what they knew at the time I needed to succeed, and they were 100% right.
Good for them, though, because a lot of times for parents, because we did this with our kids with a couple of them, this is where you're going to go.
That's right.
And sometimes parents do know best.
That's right. I think I was also kind of taking a back seat, and it's made me maybe a little better father, where I've had both my boys now certainly a little more focused on their pathways and what they're doing. And so my oldest is a senior at Stanford University in Cali, and then my youngest is now a freshman at Salisbury University, going to play college tennis for them. So we've got a conference rival over the next couple of years. So
won't that be interesting?
It will be, yes.
as a family and for you personally.
Yep, that's right.
Go against dad's. Uh-huh.
I don't wear my Salisbury hat until I cross the Bay Bridge.
Good for you. Quick break. We're going to continue on. Good stuff this morning. We're talking athletics at the University of Mary Washington with Patrick Catullo, the athletic director there. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Patrick Catullo is here, the athletic director at the University of Mary Washington. Division III Mary Washington is, I guess, and there are differences with all the various levels, but you're in Division III.
Division III, as the recruiting pitch is that they are students first, participating in high-level athletics, and really allows the student to encompass really all of their goals. They get to enjoy everything that the university has to offer, complete a degree and be able to fill, what we like to say, be able to fill their time at college playing a collegiate sport.
There are no scholarships for Division III, is that correct?
That's right. They play for the pure love of the game, which I think is really rewarding, not only for the student athletes, but for the coaches and staff as well, because the commitment is really remarkable.
We were talking, I learned something new already about name, image, and likeness is such a big issue with NCAA schools, but there is NIL at Division III too.
There is, yeah. I think it's maybe not as prevalent as in Division I, but there are opportunities for NIL. Mary Washington Athletics, UMW Athletics, has a partner with a third-party company that handles our NIL space. And so student-athletes can sign in, create an account, go through the training, and then they are free to take a look at it's a menu, so to speak, look at the menu of NIL options, and they basically apply for those. For us, as an athletic department, as a university, we really didn't want to miss out. We knew we weren't in this space to get big dollar deals, but we also didn't want to miss out or be behind in the recruiting front as this space continues to evolve. More importantly, as we are developing our students for the job market, ultimately that's what we want them to do. We want them to get a degree and then get a JOB. That's the goal. Having this NIL space puts the student in a position where they have to look at their social media content. They have to build their resume. There's some things that go into that to market themselves in order to secure these deals.
Yeah.
And so that's part of career development. So it's very beneficial for us to have this.
That makes sense. I didn't know that went to all levels. So that's good to know. 18 varsity sports at Mary Washington.
19 varsity sports and
19,
and three team sports. Yep. The team sports are considered our rugby teams, men's and women's rugby, and our newly formed esports team that is starting year number three.
I've seen a little bit of the esports teams. That's a fascinating thing, and seems that with today's youth would be huge.
It is it's an interesting sport. It's something that is increasing in our landscape in college athletics, or just in colleges alone. Again, we did it as a strategic initiative from the president, a way to increase attendance at the university. What could we offer that would be a niche for Mary Washington? And
yeah.
So we set up an esports arena and hired a director and a coach, and it has really taken off in the first couple of years.
Yeah, I've seen it with UMW, and with Germana has one, and yeah. it's a growing thing.
Have it under, even though it's not an NCAA sponsored sport, having it under the umbrella of athletics, I think, creates a little extra in terms of the recruitment aspect of it.
The Capital Athletic Conference, I remember that for years with Mary Washington, and then that changed as the college landscape that we've seen has changed with conferences. I mean, even the Capital Athletic Conference, I remember when it was just really a regional
mm-hmm.
a regional thing, and now it goes coast to coast.
Coast to Coast Conference is now what it's called, and it is a sustainable conference. It's definitely a new model. We moved away from a regional conference. That was certainly not by choice, but out of necessity.
Yeah.
As small colleges around the country are competing for students, access to NCAA tournaments is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
As all institutions prepare for the demographic cliff, so to speak, in terms of the lowest number of students going to college in the fall of 2026, everyone is really kind of positioning themselves and how they're going to market their institutions and capitalize on their institutions to attract students to their institution. And so when you look at Division III as a whole, 80% of those schools are private institutions. 20% of those schools are public institutions.
Huh. That's interesting. I didn't know wide a gap.
Yeah, and so when you're looking at private versus public, you're looking at public institutions that, for the most part, are much larger on the Division III scale. Certainly can appear to be better resourced, but that's not always the case. Certainly have more state support, even though that does not necessarily translate into support for athletic facilities. As you're competing for students, it's a hard sell to have a private schools or private conferences accept a public institution into their space, because they're going to take all their access, take all their
reviews.
And so creating a national conference allows us to stay as a sustainable conference, but allows us to pivot and potentially add institutions that kind of make sense for yeah. us.
But to be an athletic director today, it's ever changing, and you've got different conferences and different with all of these different sports. You're a busy guy, I would think.
Yeah, I think, what are we up to now? We're up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We have 8 different conferences that we manage. So we have the Coast to Coast Conference. We have the Coastal Lacrosse Conference for our men's lacrosse team, our Collegiate Field Hockey Conference, our New Jersey Athletic Conference for our swimming, IHSA for our riding team. We have 2 different rugby conferences, and then the Mid-Atlantic Esports Conference.
Like I said, you're a busy guy.
That's right.
Keeping track of
That's
all
right.
of this.
Well, we have some great people that surround me, and we do it together as a team.
Well, and this gives all of these different conferences, you know, for lacrosse, for rugby, for all of them. It does give them, because not all schools have all these sports. So by having these, by being able to break off and have these conferences, you're able to offer really a challenging environment.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're a recruitment driver for the university. And
yeah.
That's the goal. And so offering 22 sports allows us to make sure we are doing our part to support the university.
With it all being in you mentioned all these all the games are free.
They are. Yes.
And when you talk about being Fredericksburg's hometown team, you have been and are, and there's always something going on as far as athletics.
Always at something going on. That's right. UMWEagles.com. The website couldn't be any easier. It's got our composite schedule on there. You can see up to date information and what is happening when. Yeah.
UMWEagles.com. It's a great. It is a great website for information on each of the sports and the schedules and
we have a nice presence on social media as well. Yeah.
We're gonna, as we go along this morning, we'll get into all of the the various sports. There's really never a downtime for you, I guess.
During the summer, we do get a couple weeks. We wrap up We wrap up the previous season, and then really we kind of take a look at what changes we need to make, what new initiatives, what is soft under our feet, so to speak, and kind of look at some strategic initiatives for the next year.
With Division III, what's recruiting like? Are you actively out there recruiting athletes?
Our coaches are actively recruiting. Yeah, when they are not coaching their teams or preparing their schedules or their budgets, they are out on the road recruiting for their incoming class.
So it's just like anybody. It's just like anybody else.
That's right. That's right. They have high times and low times, but based on their recruiting calendars, they'd be gone for weekends, every weekend for several weeks or months at a time.
Well, and you're able to offer to high school students the chance to continue to play.
That's right. Spots on teams are being offered. The days of walking onto campus and trying out is few and far between. And so the recruitment process really starts sometimes as early as the sophomore year, but definitely by their junior year in high school, they're being scouted and recruited, and roster spots are being offered shortly thereafter.
Now, in whatever level that you get to play in, and just to get the chance to go from high school and to continue on, is great for any athlete at any level.
Yeah, I think time management skills, it's something that more than likely anyone that was a successful high school or club player coming up through high school really benefits from, that time management and that structure. And so having that in college, I think, is an important part of their academic success.
Especially with larger conferences, travel and things like that are just being able to manage travel economically for what you do is, I'm sure, a challenge.
So it's increasing. The travel budget has been increasing over the last couple of years, but we are very fortunate that we still have regional partners, and so we are able to fill our schedules with very competitive regional opponents. Our conference does not mandate regular season play, so we can play our conference teams if we choose to during the regular season, but we do come together for a conference tournament at the end of the season. But even with the regional play, it's expanding certainly a little bit further north into New York and Connecticut, and then also a little bit further west into Pennsylvania. And so it continues to expand a little bit.
Well, with athletics, we talk about you being the hometown team here. You're really, like you mentioned a little bit earlier, I mean, you are a great ambassador for the university as far as getting the university's name out there. When you go to some of these areas, the New Yorks, the New Jerseys, anywhere, you're getting the UMW brand and name out there.
Yeah, and I think that's an important part of one of the pieces of the mission of UMW Athletics is to continue to excel on the field and to be talked about in national rankings, to be talked about in postseason tournament play. All of that increases the brand of the university and is an ROI, so to speak, on the investment that the university is making into UMW athletics.
I think I can remember, I think my first UMW event seen years ago was basketball, And then since when you moved into the Anderson Center was just a whole new thing. And then the baseball field there is just terrific. There are things around here that we all have we all should take advantage of, and UMW athletics is really something that you can spend your time at and have a good day.
Yeah, most of just about all the teams that we have now in the department are either nationally competitive or just on the cusp of national recognition, and it's an exciting time for the Eagles. There is no bad game, whether you're, like you said, whether it's a basketball game or baseball game or a field hockey game, you're going to really enjoy the competition.
Go watch rugby. Rugby, I don't understand the sport, but boy, it's rough. And to play rugby, you've got to be an athlete.
It's a niche for Mary Washington, no question. Rich in history and tradition. UMW rugby is under the umbrella of UMW athletics, and we are very proud of our men and women that play on the rugby teams. Our men's rugby team does have, I believe it's somewhere over 20 international students on that yeah. team. It might even actually be higher by now, but it is a very exciting sport, very explosive sport, and fun to watch.
We're going to take a break and come back and talk about some of these individual sports with UMW Athletic Director Patrick Cotullo, UMWEagles.com to follow along or to maybe be introduced to UMW Athletics. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
UMW Athletics this morning. Athletic Director Patrick Cotullo is here. Hearing the weather just reminded me, one of the things with athletics, I guess that's one of the things that, one of the new things that coaches and athletic directors, you have to watch with the heat and everything and keeping everybody hydrated. You used to have the old days of, Bear Bryant and out there and running in the heat in Alabama and not giving anybody water. We don't do that anymore.
No, we have a great athletic training staff, our sports medicine staff now, as they're referred to, does a great job working with our coaches and our student athletes to make sure that everybody is safe, and they have protocols to follow, and yeah. they follow it to a T, yeah.
So the season opens Friday,
yeah. We're excited about it. We have our number 9th nationally ranked men's soccer team playing at home at 5 o'clock against North Carolina Wesleyan. And our field hockey team is playing Roanoke College at 5 o'clock as well. And so that'll both be happening out at the Battleground.
There's got to be a lot of pride when you have – When some of these teams are ranked as high as they are, mm-hmm. especially as a smaller school and all, to have teams that can compete at that level, you just have to. I mean, you got to be proud of the kids and proud of the coaches.
Proud of the kids, but at the same time, keep it all in perspective. Rankings this early in the season can sometimes be a trap, it is nice to be recognized as one of the stronger teams in the country, but there's a lot of season left for sure.
Spoken like a coach.
That's right.
It's too soon. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
That's right.
Everybody. So these when did students come back to campus to start working out with fall sports?
Our fall sports came back last week. Yeah, and they've been back doing some prepping and acclimatization and different preseason, so to speak. And then classes all started yesterday.
Yeah, wait, have everybody back and.
Everyone's back. Good. It's great to have the campus alive again. It's one of the most rewarding things working in college athletics is being able to work with the student athletes. So it's always nice to have them on campus.
Well, in this time of year, especially you're dealing with everyone coming back coming back to campus, coming back to class, getting back, getting with I know with athletes have a little bit of a when my daughter was an athlete and she'd go back in the summer and would work out, and by the time students came back she was ready for classes, and you're kind of ready, you're a little more acclimated than the students who just come onto campus.
Yeah, I think so. And I think just being part of a team kind of makes that transition a little bit easier as well, because you have that group or that family, so to speak, that's away from home that you can rely on and help support. And so it makes things certainly a little bit easier.
But as you look at sports to do, and a lot of people around here look at high school sports, look at UMW, look at it not necessarily always going to a high school football game. You can go to a UMW soccer game or any of these other sports.
That's
going
right.
On.
Yep. You can go to so this fall between soccer and field hockey. Both our rugby teams are competing this fall, and then in the Anderson Center, we'll start the fall off with our volleyball team. Volleyball team has a brand new coach, Emma Rohde. She was a former student athlete at Mary Washington. And not only was she a student athlete, but she was a standout, All-American, and led the team in 2016 to the Elite Eight, which is the first time in history for the volleyball team to achieve the Elite Eight at the NCAA tournament. And so we're excited for her to take the helm and see what they can do. They're on the road this weekend down in Virginia Beach, but they'll be in the Anderson Center soon. Come out and watch our volleyball team compete and listen to the pep band. We have the pep band this year.
So tell me about that. I did not know about a UMW pep band.
Again, one of the initiatives this year is to try and create more excitement around our games. And so the UMW started the pep band, rolled it out last year. And it's a joint venture between our music department and UMW Athletics. And they are fun and really enjoyable. And so they play at both volleyball and basketball games.
Okay. I like that. Those kinds of things, having something like a pep band, just adds to the overall atmosphere.
It sure does. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
So, interesting. So this is just to have something like that. Pool renovations. The UMW pool is used by a lot of people in the community. High schools use them. The UMW uses it. It's well used. And you were telling me that there have been renovations there.
Yeah, so we took it offline back in April, I think, of last year, and been doing some extensive renovations to it. And it'll be back up and running in early October, and we're very thankful and excited for those renovations. I think there were a couple parts that needed to be addressed for a number of years, and it is going to be, it's going to create certainly an enhanced experience for our student athletes and for the local community between, like you said, the high schools that use it or the club swim programs that use it or the students at Mary Washington that use it. It's going to be a fantastic facility once everything is done.
It's Patrick, it's been so interesting talking to you, just the various things, parts of your job, of whether it's just, you know, keeping, you know, you're part fundraiser and, you know, keeping the sports going and in looking at kind of the capital needs of each of these facilities.
It's small college athletics. You roll up your sleeves and wear multiple hats and do it all. Yeah. So
yeah.
It's really making sure that we have open lines of communication and that we have efficient and effective processes in place. If you don't have either of those things, things will get dropped and bogged down. And so it's having a really great staff. I'm really proud of our coaches and staff and those that support the athletic department.
Well, it all goes back to you talked about wanting to get into sports management, so you knew what you were getting into. And again, at this level, you do get to be immersed in all of it.
Yeah, I get to be immersed in all of it, but I think even then when I was thinking about it, being an athletic director over the last 6 years has been really exciting. No shortage of projects or things to think about, but even then, you know, if you would have asked me, you know, whether it's conference affiliation or NIL space or addressing facility maintenance or deferred maintenance and facilities, I would not have been able to articulate it. And so as we're going through it, you know, we're navigating through these spaces, but I'm also learning as I go through it and making adjustments every year.
Well, just the overall scope, and again from the outside looking in, Mary Washington, and athletically, what you've been able to do is with the facilities, with the record that so many of these teams have. There really is a lot to be proud of.
Oh, very proud. But again, it's really the coaches, the student athletes, and those supporting UMW athletics that make it all happen.
We are talking now UMW Athletics this morning with Athletic Director Patrick Cotullo on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Anything new with the complex over there with the battleground complex here?
Yeah.
Anything else that you're looking at?
Actually, we are. Yeah, we have three projects that we're actually going underway in various stages right now. The one that is maybe the furthest along is new locker rooms that are going out at the battleground, and we are going to have three new locker room spaces out there. We are still in the permitting phase, but once the permits are approved, we will start putting shovels into the ground and start building locker rooms for our team sports that utilize the battleground, and so we're excited about that.
Where will they be located?
They're going to be back by the track facility, over by the physical plant.
Uh huh.
And so they'll be back over in that area.
I didn't realize you didn't have any actually locker rooms
there. We've been using makeshift spaces out at the battleground, but no real true locker room facilities for all of the teams. So we're excited about that, and then we're putting a new scoreboard over at the tennis complex, which we're excited about. And we are in the middle of a fundraising project for the soccer complex, where we're raising some funds to do some upgrades to that soccer complex, maybe the fencing and the press box and different things like that.
I guess it never ends.
It never ends. That's just what's coming up in the next year, and then there'll be others stacked up behind it. Yes,
and I'm sure in your mind there's things that you've got either goals or things that you're looking at that we, you know, you're not ready to talk about just yet. Mm-hmm. That you I guess you always have to be looking, especially in today's day and age and in college athletics.
Yeah, I've ever since. You know, I'll say that a report to the president of the university that's been a change in the last couple of years, and he's been a great mentor to me. Gets me thinking about not only kind of what we're doing now, but what is it going to look like in 5 or 6 years from now? And so, trying to put all those pieces together has been has helped me kind of frame where we are now and kind of where we're going as a department, and how it fits in with the overall mission of the university.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of issues, and then money with everybody. Finances when the state are
never
tough.
Short of finance. Yeah, never short of funding. Always need funding. That's right.
So I guess another thing that you do is going around in the community and trying to get sponsors. And when you see businesses up on signs whether it's at the Anderson Center or in some of these fields,
that's right.
Those you know, businesses can play in the community can play a key role.
They do. It's a corporate sponsorship, and really it's a I call it a community partnership, because a lot of our corporate sponsorships, most of them are local community members that have businesses, and so where there are businesses in the community, and so the It's a small part of our revenue, but it is an important part, and we tie a lot of the corporate partnerships into our game day operations, whether it's in person or our live stream, what have you. But we certainly try and support those partners and thank them for supporting us. But that's a small part of our revenue. We do some large scale We have Homecoming, which is a large-scale fundraising event for us, and then we do these private fundraising projects where we actually go out and solicit alumni and supporters of a certain program to help support the program.
Speaking of Homecoming, when is Homecoming this
26th.
Fall?
26th. It's the whole week. We have a whole Homecoming week, but it culminates on Saturday, October 26th, and it has become a really fun and neat tradition. It was something that I didn't have when I was a student athlete. I would have loved it if we did, but it is a lot of fun. And so our soccer programs, rugby teams, field hockey are all playing that day. We have multiple alumni events scheduled that day on that Saturday. And then we have the tailgate lot and come out and participate in the festivities and watch some great games.
So what a great opportunity for alumni to come back.
Absolutely.
See everything.
That's right.
But the fact that you make a big deal of this.
That's right. Yeah, we really try and promote it, and it's all for a good cause. All that money that we raise gets reinvested back into the athletic department.
Well, and for the athletes themselves to have people care and come to games and to cheer and to have people around, that psychologically that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun week and a pretty fun day, yeah, for sure.
So if you're interested, October
26th,
and, that's right. And I'm sure in a lot of people around here are alumnus of UMW, and if you've drifted away, sports are a great way to come back.
Come on back, that's right, for sure. Yeah,
come back and see everything.
That's right.
It's got to be exciting for you to have. You know, you talked about the new volleyball coach, and I mean, she kind of follows your path of, you know, going to Mary Washington and coming back to coach, to see people like that made their mark here.
That's right.
And want to stay.
That's right. Yeah, we're excited. We're excited for Coach to take the helm and see what she can do with this program. I think going to Mary Washington is and coaching at Mary Washington is a unique experience, and someone that has maybe an understanding of the inner workings of the institution it will certainly help. Help the program.
And I'm sure you yourself, having been a coach, you're able to you understand coaching at Mary Washington, and can be a mentor to any of these coaches.
That's right.
Or listening here, you understand.
Yeah, I don't know if it's my leadership or if it's just the timing, right? But we have over the last couple of years, we've hired some new coaches that certainly replaced much more experienced or veteran coaches. So there's an age difference, and we're excited for them. And I think a big part of the job is to mentor. Using the experience on maybe how small college athletics works, but not just small college athletics, how Mary Washington works specifically is a part of our job that we have to continually to work at.
Do you get a lot of athletes from around here that want to stay home and see this as an opportunity to play Division III?
Yeah, I think we get a small handful. I think in Virginia, most of the student athletes are Northern Virginia, but more over the last couple of years, more have been from Richmond, Virginia Beach area.
Okay.
But then we're really starting to expand a little bit more into the region down in North Carolina. Certainly Maryland and Pennsylvania kind of comes in and out depending on the years, but not as much from the Fredericksburg area.
Well, and a lot of times with those is students from around here, high school students don't want to stay here, unfortunately.
Just like my son, yes. You know,
exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He grew up, this is his backyard, he played tennis at our facilities ever since he was walking, and he wanted to venture out a little bit.
So and your daughter who's at a rival school.
My son, yeah. He's at Salisbury,
son.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting how all that plays out, but we certainly love him and support him.
I want to be with you when Salisbury comes here and plays tennis.
That's right.
I want to follow you
That's
around.
Right. Yep.
We're going to take a quick break and wrap this up this morning with Athletic Director Patrick Cotullo at UMW. Good stuff this morning. UMWEagles.com. We will conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
UMW Athletics this morning with Athletic Director Patrick Cotullo. You were just telling me, I mean, pickleball is just taking off like you can't imagine. And pickleball and UMW.
Well, be careful of that phrase, pickleball and UMW. We don't actually have a pickleball team, but we do have pickleball opportunities at the University Tennis Center. That's the indoor tennis center.
Yeah.
And so there is an UMW Athletics does benefit from some of the revenue from rentals of the athletic facilities, and the initiative that we started this summer to open up our space for more pickleball opportunities has gone better than I could have ever expected. It was just a test, just wanted to see if there was interest. We have overwhelming response. And so there's an opportunity for our pickleball enthusiasts to come over to the University Tennis Center. There's a way you have to sign up through an app, but all the information can be found if you want to email the utc@umw.edu. We'll get you all the information and show you how to get started and come out and play some pickleball. Do you play any pickleball?
I do not play pickleball.
It's a lot of fun.
That's what everybody. You play?
I do play in tournaments it's been a lot of fun.
For individuals, businesses that want to get involved with UMW Athletics, you the guy to talk to?
I'm it. Yep. Certainly reach out to me at my email address, petecotullo@umw.edu, we'd be happy to talk. We're always looking for future community partners.
And again, that can make a big difference.
Sure can.
If you want to get your business out there,
that's right.
A way to do that. UMWEagles.com, the way to follow all of this and all of the as we've been doing. Somebody who's a fan of UMW Athletics texted me this morning. I hadn't heard this, and they gave me this hashtag: Get Dirty, Go Wash.
Get Dirty, Go Wash. That's right. It's our hashtag. The Get Dirty Go. So it's basically what it says. You get dirty. What do you do when you get dirty? You go wash yourself.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's good. Is that something new along with the pen?
We started that a couple years ago. Yeah, and so trying to get the student athletes in the campus community. Someone says get dirty, you say go wash, and so we're trying to start that. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like as we head into another academic year, another sports year, you're enthused with what's going on in the future of UMW.
Yeah, athletics. Very excited. Got a great core group of coaches and staff. Great bunch of student athletes. Over 600 student athletes. We've got 150 some odd freshmen that we're welcoming to the program this year, and we're excited for all of it.
It all begins, and again, go out and take in some of these. All of these, everything is free. Free admission.
Free admission, other than postseason or tournament play. Yep, everything is free.
Get dirty.
Go wash.
Athletic Director Patrick Cotullo here this morning. UMWEagles.com. Patrick, thank you. We'll do this again soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for your time.
That is it. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.